Good morning, church family.
大家早。
Well, this morning we're back in the book of Colossians. So again, if you do like to follow along in your own Bible, and I really encourage that you do, or again, if it's on your phone, you can turn to Colossians chapter 3.
今天我们再来看哥罗西书。如果你有圣经或者是手机，请打开哥罗西书第三章。
This morning, what I'd like to talk with you about is concretely how the new life that we've been given is expressed. Okay?
今天我要讲到比较清楚跟实际的，讲到新的生命。
We've been joined with Christ. And so, how does that new life, show itself very in a very real sense in our relationships.
我们跟基督的生命联合，怎么样在我们生命当中能够真实的展现出来？
Leading up to the passage that we're looking at today, Paul has reminded the church in Colossae that they have died with Christ and they have also been raised with Christ.
今天我们要读的经文，保罗提到我们跟基督同死，也跟他一同被提。
Okay, but you know when we talk about new life, and we talk about this at particularly at Easter. You know, at Easter we talk about, oh, Jesus has been raised. But then, you know, when we speak of new life, what does that look like in our family, in our relationships?
我们提到这个新的生命，我们常常在复活节提到主耶稣受死，他又被提。但这样怎么样能够活在我们今天的生活当中？
In chapter 3 in Colossians, Paul has listed out some virtues. He talks about clothe yourselves in mercy and kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
保罗已经提到这个属基督人的这样的一些美德，叫有怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔和忍耐。
But now, what Paul wants to do in the latter half of chapter 3 and the beginning of chapter 4 is he wants to make it more tangible. You know, because we talk about these virtues of patience and kindness, but what about to make it more tangible?
今天保罗在第三章的后面跟第四章前面所要讲到的就是更实际的这个新的生命。
The American idiom would be where the rubber meets the road.Like when you apply it to your life.
用美国俚语来讲，就是轮胎遇上路。
How is the new life expressed in day-to-day terms?
这个怎么样用每一天的这种的名词来描述它？
Paul starts with the family. Okay.
保罗一开始是讲到家庭。
If we could go to the next slide, yeah. Okay, there's a mural or a picture. Of Roman family. Okay.
这个照片是讲到这个罗马的家庭。
The Colossians were under Roman rule, and so the culture in Colossae was Roman culture.
哥罗西那时候是被罗马统治，所以他们就是用罗马的这些文化。
And in the Roman family at this time, it was much different from our culture.
罗马家庭在那时候跟我们现在很不一样。
The father.You look at the father, and even in the mural, the father, you kind of look, he looks like he has a power of position, at least in the picture.
你看看这个图片，这个父亲好像是很有能力的样子。
The father in Roman culture at this time, he had power of life and death over his wife, over his children, over the slaves of the household.
在当时，这个做丈夫的他能够掌握。妻子、儿女跟仆人的生死大权。
And slaves, actually, again, this is just the mother and the children, but slaves were considered at this time, they were property.
仆人在当时认为是产业，仆人或是奴隶。
So this is how, that's just how at that time, in first century Colossae, that's how the family was structured. It's just the father rules over the family.
这是在第一世纪哥罗西那个家庭的结构，父亲掌管一切。
But what we want to ask in today's passage, what we want to think about, is what would happen What would happen if the mother and the father in this household, what if they had new life? What if they had a new heart, a new spirit? What would happen to the family?
今天我们从这段经文中我们要问，如果今天父母都有一个新的生命，他们会怎么样？
Once they are joined with Christ and have new hearts, new life, how might the relationships that you see right there and in the household, how might those relationships be transformed, be slowly changed or transformed, or maybe not even slowly, maybe very fast?
当我们加入基督有了新的生命以后，这个家庭的关系会有怎么样的转变？
You know, and really, we can answer that same question in any cultural context.
我们可以问同样的问题，无论是在任何这样的一个文化传统。
We can ask it in an American family's home. We can ask it in a Chinese family's home. We can say, hey, once Jesus enters into the house, what would happen in an American family or in an Asian family once Christ enters the home? And then how would the relationships, how would the dynamic of the family begin to change?
我们可以问一个中国家庭或是一个美国家庭，当基督进入家庭以后，家庭的关系会有怎么样的转变？
What would happen if one of them became a Christian? What would happen if both of them became Christians? Then what would it look like?
如果其中一个人成为基督徒，或是两个都成为基督徒，家庭会有什么变化？
Well, one of the first shifts that would happen in this picture of a Roman family would be that the father, he would no longer be Lord, ruler over his house. Okay, that was one of the main things. And it's one of the main things that happens in your family as well.
首先一个最大的变化就是这个父亲不再成为家庭的主。
See, he's used to ruling over his house like I'm the Lord, I'm kind of the king of my family. Okay.
父亲原来是家庭的主，就像家庭的王一样。
But once Jesus enters into the household of this family, there's a shift. There's a big shift that happens.
当基督进入这个家庭以后，这个家庭做了很大的转变。
Now, he's not the king. He's not the Lord. He doesn't lord over his family. Actually, Jesus Christ becomes the Lord of the family.
Okay? 他不再是王，不再是主，基督成为这家的主。
And so, instead of you have a husband lording over his wife and children, you have a husband, what happens is that husband goes, no, I'm not the Lord. I serve God first, and then because of that,I love my wife. I serve my wife. I lead my wife.
最大的变化，原来这个父亲是家庭的主，现在他开始服侍他的妻子。
And a wife in the family, instead of like almost being like, oh, my husband is king, now it's like, no, we both serve the Lord, right? We both are under him. And now I also want to like love my husband. I want to serve my husband.
以前这个妻子好像是服侍她的丈夫，现在他们一起服侍主。
And so there is a perspective, a shift in the perspective of how a husband and wife, how they see themselves, how they relate to them to each other.
这个夫妻的关系有这样的一个转变，就是他们彼此的关系就不再一样了。
You know, and over the course of many years here at OCC.Of ministering to your children, I've had the privilege of and been witness to and heard stories of this happening in your families.
我在 OCC 这几年侍奉当中，也听到每一个家庭的一些变化。
Many of the youth that I minister to, they don't remember any different. They were born. You were the parents. You were already Christian.So I don't remember when my mom and dad were not Christian.
很多年轻人他们并不记得有任何的变化，因为他们在出生的时候父母已经是基督徒了。
But over the course of years, I've also heard stories from young people, and they tell me, they say, yeah, I remember being little, I remember being young, I remember my mom and dad, there was something that happened in our family.
但是有些年轻的孩子他说他记得他在小的时候他有看到些父母中间他们有一些不同的变化。
They say something like, I didn't realize it back then. But what I realized is that they became Christians, and when they did, They will say to me, I remember my mom and dad talking to each other in a different manner.
他们说当他们父母这个信主的改变，他们讲话就不太一样了。
They'll say, I remember my father, my dad talking to my mom in ways that like I was not used to before. It was just different. When they had conversations, it was different.
他看到父母从中间这个讲话跟以前不一样。
And they will also say, I also remember them treating us differently. The kids, they'll go, I was little, I can barely remember, but I do remember, like, my parents treating us, there was a different feel about the way that they communicated with us.
他也记得父母对待孩子们也不一样。
And I can tell you that when I hear those stories, when I hear youth saying that, my heart just glows. I'm like, yep, that's Jesus. What you remember is Jesus coming into your family. That's what you remember.
当我听到这样的事情，我的心里面就发热，因为我知道神进入他们家庭，带领着他们家庭的改变。
New life entered into your parents and your home began a process of transformation.
新的生命进到他父母心中。
Can we go one more forward on the slide? Listen, so when we're talking about when Paul is writing now, two more slides, there we go. When Paul is speaking to the church now, he is saying that he first, when he's talking about the new life that is entered into the church, the first place he goes is the family.
Okay? 保罗提到 这个新的生命进入教会当中，第一个展现就是在家庭。
He says, he basically says, our family, your family is the first place where we live out the new life that we've been given. That's the first place that people experience new life. Your family, they experience it almost immediately.
在你的家庭当中，是你第一个活出新的生命的地方，你马上可以看到不同的结果。
And it makes total sense to me, doesn't it, to you, church? Doesn't it make total sense that your family is in front of you, your spouse is in front of you every day. Every day your spouse is with you.
这对我而言非常容易明白，因为你的配偶每天就生活在你的面前。
It makes sense to me because the family is one of God's most basic building blocks. Okay?
因为家庭是神最基本的一个单元。
So listen, church, as we've gone through Colossians, sometimes I will say to the youth, as we've been going talking through Colossians, we'll go, hey, clothe yourselves in love. Clothe yourselves in patience. Clothe yourselves in mercy. And I'll say to the English ministry, I'll say, look, you have an opportunity in about an hour to practice this.
当我讲到哥罗西书，就讲到我们要穿戴神的爱、神的恩慈、神的忍耐。
I'll say to the young people, in the car ride home, and then when you get home in the afternoon, you want to live out this new life? Go ahead and express it to your parents. You can show your parents mercy. You can show your parents patience. You can be kind to your parents. You can serve your parents. You can practice this message like in a couple hours.
你在坐车回家就可以开始操练这些如何有爱心、有忍耐、有宽容。
But I do tell you, and I don't have to say this because it goes without being said, is that our families is probably also can be the toughest place to express the new life, right? Amen? Is it challenging for you sometimes to go, yeah, new life? Yes, I have new life. Christ lives in me. I have a new heart. I definitely know Jesus lives in me, but to express that to my family, that is probably that maybe the most challenging place for me to express new life in me.
但我要很诚实的说，我们的家是最困难操练这个新的生命的地方。
But I also tell you, if you cannot express new life with the people that are right in front of you, right next to you, if new life is not being expressed there, it's going to be very your capacity to express new life outside of that family is going to be limited. It's going to be limited.
但我也要说，你如果没有办法在家操练这个新的生命，你在外面大概也没有这个办法来操练。
I'll be honest with you. There are sometimes, you know, when my kids will ask me to My kids would come to me and ask me to play.
有的时候我的孩子会要求我跟他一起玩。
Sarah will ask me to repair something. One of my least favorite things to do of all. She's like, I've got something for you to repair. I'm like, no, I don't want to.
Sarah 会要求Brady 修些东西，这是他最不想欢做的事。
Or even Sarah and I will need to have a tough conversation. Like, I don't look forward to this conversation, but yeah.
或是 Sarah 要跟他做一个很严肃的谈话，他不想做这样的谈话。
But what I'm reminded, and I know that all of you who've been parents, who are parents, you've had those situations. I know that whether you have children who are little ones, who are elementary, or are teenagers, I know that there's been times in your life where you're like, it is hard to express the new life in me right now at this very moment.
我想我们做这些家长的，无论孩子是在小的时候，小学、中学，你都知道很难做这样的事情。
But often what I hear God telling me, because I'll talk to God in those moments, He'll say to me, you know what, Brady, that's ministry. You want to do ministry? Ministry is right now. It's right now. It's right in front of you.
但是神在这时候就告诉我，你要侍奉，这就是你侍奉的机会。
Brady, He will say,Ministry is not from the pulpit. It is from the pulpit, but it's like not the pulpit. It's not necessarily in your quiet times. Because again, in my quiet times, I love my children. I'm like, oh, this is easy. I'm full of the Lord. I'm like reading the word. This is so easy right now.
侍奉不光只是在讲台，或者你在安静的时候想到说我们可以爱我们自己儿女，好像是很简单。
No, but what he'll tell me is, he's like, yeah, when my son asked me to play.Or when there's a hard conversation that I need to have, he'll say, yeah, to clothe yourself in love is right now. It's right in front of you. It's not in your quiet time later tomorrow morning. It's right now. It's right in front of you. You have an opportunity to express new life because that person is in front of you right now.
所以有孩子要求你玩，或是妻子要跟你做个很严肃的谈话，这个时候其实就是最重要的服事的时候。
So I'm excited for...What God is saying to this message, because I think that maybe here in the church this morning, there may be someone or some of you who's like, yeah, God may be prompting me to express to my spouse love in a way that I have not before.
也许今天就在教会，神就告诉你要向你的配偶表达神的爱。
Or for the young people.Living with their parents, maybe I may need to, because I also have new life. I may need to express new life to my parents in a way that I have not in the past.
或是在座的这些做儿女的，神告诉你要向你父母表达你从前没有做过的事情。
In a Roman household, first century, not only is Christ.Not only is it being raised with Christ transformative of how the Colossians would relate to their spouse, to their children, but also to the rest of their household.
在当时这个教会，他们生命的改变，它影响到他们的家庭，无论是妻子、儿女，或者对家中其他的人。
It was also transformative in the way that masters and slaves would relate to one another.
它也转变了主人跟仆人的关系，或主人跟奴隶的关系。
Let me read the passage again that was read, so that again we can have like this kind of the sense of what the passage is this morning that we're focusing on is saying. Colossians 3:22 says this: Slaves, obey your earthly masters in everything you do.
在哥罗西书三章二十二节说，仆人要顺服你自己的主人。
Try to please them all the time, not just when they are watching you.
要取悦你的仆人，在任何时候都要取悦你的仆人，不管是有人看不到看不到。
Serve them sincerely because of your reverent fear of the Lord.
你要这个无论你们做什么都要从心里去做，像是为主做的，不是为人做的。
Work willingly at whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people.
刚刚我已经提到，就是二十三节是为主做的，不是为人做的。
Remember that the Lord will give you an inheritance as your reward, and that the master you are serving is Christ.
因为你们知道你们一定会从主那里得到基业为赏赐，你们应当服侍主基督。
But if you do what is wrong, you will be paid back to the wrong you have done, for God has no favorites.
但那些不义的人必按他所行的受不义受报应，主并不偏待人。
All right, so the passage shifts from just family, immediate family, to the rest of the household. It's still within the idea of this household.
这经文从近亲开始到延续到其他在家里面的人。
And I got to give you a little bit of background again. The slaves in the first century in Colossae, in Roman culture, were considered property. They were property.
我要给你们一些背景，在第一世纪的哥罗西，这些奴隶是被视为是主人的产业。
They had absolutely zero legal rights.
他完全没有法律的权利。
And the way that Roman families would have looked at slaves were slightly more than objects. They would be looked at like almost like animated beings.
这些奴隶只比一些物件稍微高一点点，他们就像是会动的产业一样。
So let's talk a little bit more about how the culture then would approach slaves.
我们看看他们第一世纪他们怎么样来看这些奴隶。
At the time, most philosophers, advisors, pundits, those who commentated about the culture, what they would say is they would try to give advice or counsel on how to get the most out of your slave. Like if you owned a slave, it's like, here's how you can get the most out of the slave that you have.
在第一世纪的这些哲学家、导师或者权威人士，他们所讲的都是怎么样从奴人当中得取最大的利益。
Even some of the more famous ones, Socrates wondered aloud if the best way to prevent bad behavior for slaves would be to starve them. He's like, maybe we can prevent them from, you know, would it be best if we just starved our slaves?
像苏格拉底，他就认为要让仆人这个有避免有坏的习惯，最好的方式就让他挨饿。
Aristotle was said to have spoken on slavery, and he said, you know, it's irrelevant to talk about justice and the master and slave relationship because there can be no injustice relating to things that are one's own. Like, why talk about a piece of property? Like, there's no justice or injustice in that.
亚里士多德也说，对主仆的关系完全没有什么公平的这些可言，因为仆人只是一个产业而已。
But listen, as Paul wrote to the church in Colossae, even to address slaves, the church would have gone like, you're writing, you're talking to the slaves in our household? Like, why are you writing to them?
在保罗写信给哥罗西教会谈到奴隶的问题，他们人也觉得很奇怪，你怎么会讲到奴隶呢？
Just in the fact that he addresses slaves, and then he tells slaves that you have a responsibility, you also, who have new life as a slave,just in the fact that he addresses them, raised slaves from like being like just property or objects to going, no, you are also equal, or you, and you are valued in Christ.
他讲到这些奴隶，他不仅仅只是一个产业而已，他们也有他们的责任，他们也有在基督里面的一个价值。
So I know, again, as you listen to this passage on slaves, I know a lot of you are like, well,I'm not a slave owner, and I'm not a slave. why can't we just skip this passage?
我们在读这段经文，我可能会想到，我也不是奴隶的主人，我也不是奴隶。这段经文跟我有什么关系？
But what Paul, if you could go back one slide, just go back one. There we go. Yep. What Paul is saying is like in your household, okay? Those whom you relate to in your household, let it be that you relate to them.Based on your rooting as Jesus Christ as Lord, okay?
这边其实保罗要讲的是说，让你与家人的关系是植根在基督。
I counted in this passage that talks about family. The word Lord is mentioned five times.
我读了这段经文，其中提到主有五次。
Paul is saying it doesn't matter.Who you are in the family, in the household, because Jesus Christ is your Lord, relate to them as though as because you have new life living in you.
不管你在家中是谁，当我们成为基督徒以后，你要跟想到要把主放在你的家庭当中。
It doesn't matter if you're the husband or the wife, if you're the parents or the children, if you're the masters or the slaves. Doesn't matter. Because you have new life, relate to those in your household as though like you have a brand new heart.
无论是丈夫、妻子、父母、儿女，或是主仆的关系，我们有一个要把主耶稣放到我们的关系里面。
I know that some households in America have nannies or have au pairs. Yeah, au pairs.
在美国的家庭当中，有的会有这些啊、nanny 保姆。
And if we were in China, I know some households have 阿姨。Right? Is that right? Am I saying that right?
如果在中国的话，就有的家庭会有阿姨。
Right? It's very, and I know it's common. I know it's quite common. I know families who have 阿姨。
我知道在中国家庭很普遍有阿姨。
One of our neighbors, they moved internationally. They moved from some place in the world. They moved back to our neighborhood, and the mom was saying that her son is used to having a driver.
我的邻居他们是从别的国家搬过来的，他说他以前他的孩子有一个司机。
She asked him, she said, why don't you sit in the front with me? We're in America now.
他跟孩子说，你为什么不跟我一起坐在前座？
He said, I'm so used, he's so used to sitting in the back and having a driver. He's like, you're my driver. You know, right?
他孩子说，我已经习惯坐在后座，你就是我的司机。
Yeah, but you see, an IE or someone who's part of the household, we still ought to relate. We relate. Paul's still the principle. The principle there is that, again, if you have new life, if you have someone in Christ and someone's in your household, you look at them, you relate with them based on your relationship, the lordship of Jesus Christ in your life.
如果你像你家中有阿姨，就是你家中任何的一个成员。你跟他现在的关系要跟主的关系有些不同，原则上面有些改变。
What we can notice is that there is a particular concern in Paul's passage, particularly in the first century, for those who are considered the weaker of the pair. Okay, there's an emphasis of like there's a concern. If you read through the passage of you know, there's a concern for those who are considered the weaker of the pair.
保罗在这经文当中特别关注于两者之中较弱的一位。
You remember that picture of the Roman family? Paul says, husbands, do not treat your wives harshly. Don't do it anymore. You are a Christian. You are in Christ.
像刚刚我们所读的经文说，丈夫不可苦待你们的妻子，你们现在已经属于主了。
He says, back in the first century, fathers, don't aggravate or exasperate your children. Relate to them as though now you can relate to them differently. You know why you can relate to them differently? Because you have Jesus Christ.
第二节提到父亲不要惹儿女的气，因为你现在已经属于主了，你跟他们的关系应当不一样。
He says to slave owners, be just, treat them justly, treat them fairly.
主人要公公平平的对待仆人。
So here's the question, okay? If there was an outsider who were to place cameras in your home, okay? They were to sneak in and they were put cameras in your home.
现在要问你一个问题，现在有一个外人。偷偷跑进你的家里面，装了很多摄像机。
And they were to observe you as husband or as wife, husband relating to your wife or wife relating to your husband.
他看看你怎么样对待你的妻子，你的妻子怎么样。
Or they were to observe you, they were to see you interacting with your children.
你们怎么样对待你们的儿女？
Would they be able to say, yes, I can tell there's that.This family, there is someone who lords over them. And it's not the father, it's Jesus Christ. Would they be able to say that?
他们可以这么说，我看得到这个有基督在他们家里面。
Again, I know my own family, and I know I'm familiar with your families. I know that we don't do this perfectly. I know that.
我知道我的家庭，我也知道你们家庭可能不可能做得很完美。
I know if we took some of those video clips of my family and put them up on the screen and be like, take that down, take it down, right?
我想如果现在有人要边放一段，伯利可能说把它不要放，不要放，这段不要放。
But I do tell you that if I hope that if they were to watch our families, how I treat Sarah, how Sarah relates to me, how I treat my kids, how my kids relate to me, I hope that over a long, maybe several clips, several days, they would go, yeah. They would look at your family and go, yeah.I can see a new life. There's something different about how this family interacts. There's life there. There's love there. They clothe themselves in love.
我希望他们放，要说放了很长的一段，可能是几天的时间，他们看到我怎么样爱我的妻子，还我们跟儿女当中有什么样的一些爱的关系。
So I know the challenge. I know between husband and wife, between parents and children, I know that it is like, oh, Brady, you might say, Pastor Brady, this almost seems impossible to me. You don't know my family. It's like almost impossible.
我知道在每一个家庭当中，可能都有夫妻关系或是对儿女关系的一些挑战。你可能说几乎是不可能的。
Or sometimes you may say, I am so, I feel so empty right now. I give to my spouse, I give to my, but I am just,I have nothing left to give. I'm emptied out.
有的时候你可能会说，我觉得我自己好空，我已经把所有东西都给我妻子，给了儿女，我已经空了。
But this is where we go back to the cross, go back to Jesus, and we go, yep, go back to the living water, and say, I'm empty, but I must go back to the one whose love never runs out.
这时候就是我们要回到十字架，回到基督面前，从那活水的泉源来取。
I must go back and be filled by that well that never dries up, and then I can go back to my family and my spouse and continue to love them, to serve them.
我要从那活水的井取水，才能够有爱给我的妻子。
Okay. Now with slaves, I know that some when we look at this passage that we're focusing, I know that.Some will relate masters to employers.
有人会讲到这边的这边主人讲到是我的雇主
and slaves to employees, and they go, yeah, maybe it's kind of like that. Maybe today it's kind of like our employers are our masters, and the employees are our slaves.
奴隶可能想到雇员，所以主人就是雇主，奴隶就是这些雇员。
But it is a true stretch. I know that some commentators, some pastors, but it's a true stretch to do that because employee-employer relationships truly are vastly different from first century slavery, what was happening in the culture at the time.
不过这可能这个拉得太远了。第一世纪的主仆关系跟我们现在雇主雇员关系是不一样的。
However, Paul does say,In verse 23, if you look down with me at your phone or in your Bible, in verse 23, Paul does say, work hard, and cheerfully, whatever you do, as though you were working for the Lord rather than for people.
在保罗在这边也讲到，我们要努力工作，取悦我们主人，不论做什么，要从心里做的，像是为主做的，不是为人做的。
So I know that we know that the general context of this is still talking about household. It's not necessarily talking about the workplace, okay?
我们知道这边这个经文主要还是提到家庭，而不是提到我们工作的地方。
But he does tell them, and if we could go to the next slide, work as though you're working for the Lord.
我们是为主做的。
He tells slaves, you know, I know that maybe you're not in a good position. I know that you're in the weaker position. But nonetheless, still, if you are a Christian, work as though you're working for the Lord.
这边可能奴隶他是一个比较低的角色，但是这边提到我们做是为主做的。
So I know that your manager, I know many of you have managers, or your director, or your VP, they're not your owners. They don't own you.
我们知道你们公司可能有经理或是有主任。或是有副总，但是这些人都不拥有你们。
But church, we have an incredible opportunity. You have an incredible opportunity in your workplace. To radiate Jesus.
但教会弟兄姐妹们，其实你有很好的机会 在工作场所为主做见证。
You know, I've listened to you in the past a year, couple years, and I know that it's been a challenge for many of you in your workplace.
过去的几年当中，我提到我们在座的很多在工作场合当中是有很大的挑战。
What I hear is that companies have made a reduction in employees.
我知道许多公司减少了这些人事。
Or in your particular department, we're like we have less people than we used to.
在你的部门可能人比以前少了很多。
But we have the same amount of work. We have the same amount of work.
但是我们要做同样多的工作。
And therefore, I know that many of you, you're like, yeah, we have less people, but the same amount of work. So I'm doing extra work than I used to do like a couple years ago. Things are falling all around me.
因此有许多人说我们有更少的人，但是事情一样多，所以我们每个人现在要做更多的工作。
And so I know the temptation for anyone in that position, which is a reasonable thought, is like, I should be having more pay. If there's less employees, same amount of work, I have more work. There should be some compensation for this.
我想你们有些引诱，想到我们现在要做更多的事，所以我应该拿更多的钱。
But I think Paul would say, because you are in the Lord.
但是保罗说，因为你是在主里面。
Because you died with him and you were raised with him.
因为你跟主同死，也跟他一起被提。
It's like approach your work. And I don't care if it's work or for some of you it's like school. Approach your work as though you are working for the Lord.
所以你在做工作的时候，要觉得是为主做的。
Jimmy and Hannah, can you guys come on up? Let's close in prayer. Lord God, we thank you for the new life. Each and every month, we go back to the cross during communion. We look at what you did on the cross for us. Every Easter, we look at, oh, not only did you die, but you were also raised. And we know that we are joined with you in that resurrection. But that is to be worked out.That new life, because we have been raised with you, that new life is to be expressed out immediately to our family. So Lord, I pray for your church. I pray for us. I pray that your Spirit would shape our hearts, would move in us. When we're absolutely empty, we have nothing left to give, we pray that we would go back to you and go, Lord, I cannot. And you would answer to us, yes, you can. You can. You can't minister to your family, but I can through you. I can empower you. I can give you what you don't have. Thank you that you equip us to love our families, to serve our families. I pray that we would, like James says, that we would not be ones who hear your word,and just simply walk away. But we would hear your word and be doers of your word. I pray even tonight, tomorrow morning when we wake up, we have an opportunity to express the new life that lives in us. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.